Let's see. Y'all, Big Fatty had to go get his toenails painted, or I don't know what it was this morning. He had some sort of appointment. And thank God for Big Fatty, y'all. He called when he was heading back toward the coal mine and asked me what I wanted from the Chick-fil-A. And it was still breakfast, and you know I don't like the breakfast so much. And they don't have the sandwiches then, which really doesn't make any sense because it's all fucking chicken. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, he asked me what I wanted, and I said, I'll have a 12-pack of nuggets and some waffle fries. And you know that takes 3 minutes extra because I got to cook them.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And you know that takes 3 minutes extra because I got to cook them.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 276 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we've got another sing-along for you and another cruise update. I know you're excited. Oh, Lord, happy Fat Tuesday, everyone. Y'all, who knew that they named a day of the week after Big Fatty? But y'all, it is Fat Tuesday because last weekend was Mardi Gras down there in the Nolans. And I hope that you had people screaming at you to show off your dick or show your tits. And, you know, you don't want to see Big Fatty's tits. That's all I got to say. But, y'all, it's Ash Wednesday on Wednesday, tamales. So, today is Fat Tuesday. So, but, you know, here at the BFO, every Tuesday is Fat Tuesday. So, how are y'all doing? Did your work week start okay? Back at the coal mines and all? Y'all, I got to tell you about something. And I'm going to pull it up here on the interwebs. But y'all, I've been watching the TV, and y'all, there's a commercial that is running on CBS now, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it stars the announcer on the David Letterman show, and it's. He's talking about a contest that they're offering, and y'all, it's, let me just pull it up right here. The contest is called the Colonoscopy Sweepstakes. I swear to God. And if you go to cbs.com/CBS_cares, there it is. It is the Colonoscopy Sweepstakes, and it says CBS Cares Colonoscopy Sweepstakes. Enter the CBS Cares Colonoscopy Sweepstakes for a chance to win a free colonoscopy in New York City. Now, y'all, you know, okay, what should you expect if you're the lucky winner? Well, the hardest part is the preparation the night before when you drink a laxative. Oh, my God. There's no purchase necessary. It is to promote good colon health. And, you know, y'all, who doesn't like some good colon health? You know, that's what Big Fatty says. But, y'all, you win a trip to New York City and they put you up in the hotel up there, and you, here it is. This is an actual sweepstakes, and if you're the grand prize winner, we will fly you and a companion. Oh, who knew? You could have a colonoscopy companion to New York City, where you'll receive a free colonoscopy. You'll also be given 3 nights accommodations in a suite at the luxurious Loews Regency Hotel, will include the night before you are awarded the colonoscopy. Oh, my God. So, but y'all only, oh, my God. So, anyway, go on over there to cbs.com/cbs_cares and enter that colonoscopy sweepstakes. And y'all, once you do that, there's only one other thing we can do. It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. Y'all, I've still got lots to go over in this cruise booklet that they sent us, but y'all, I'm going to talk to you about the dining now, because, you know, Big Fatty loves a cruise dining. And as always, Atlantis features open seating at all meals. Although your Sea Pass card may show an assigned dining time, you can completely ignore it and dine at your leisure during posted hours. They have the Grand Epernay restaurant that serves breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. except Fridays and Saturdays. They have brunch from 10:30 to 2 on Friday and Saturday only. They serve lunch from 12:30 to 2 Monday and Thursday only. And dinner is from 6:30 to 10. They also have the Ocean View Cafe, which is a buffet. And they do breakfast, late breakfast, lunch, pizza, pasta, and salad, dinner and sushi, and late night snacks. And late night snacks, y'all, go from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. Then the Aqua Spa Cafe does breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and lunch from noon to 3. Well, y'all, I can assure you there are more restaurants than that on here, so I'm going to keep talking about it. The Bistro on 5, I'm not sure what the fuck that is. It must be just a little, I don't know. The Bistro on 5 is open almost 24 hours. It is closed between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Okay. They have a restaurant called Blue. They have a restaurant called Silk Harvest, a restaurant Murano, and the Tuscan Grill. And they serve dinner from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Reservations are required, and you can only make those on the same day as dining. And then they have a coffee bar and a gelateria. I guess that's where the ice cream parlor. And, you know, room service 24 hours a day. Now, the Silk Harvest, Murano, and Tuscan Grill, let's see. Silk Harvest features a range of Asian specialties in a modern upscale seating. The Tuscan Grill blends Italian steak, seafood, and pasta in a vibrant and exciting setting. And for the ultimate dining destination, Murano offers sophisticated degustation, a sophisticated degustation menu in a romantic setting. All are unique and truly magnificent. Degustation, DegustaTion. Reservations are essential and can only be made the same day as the times listed in Celebrity Today, which is the little newspaper they put out. One reservation per stateroom will be accepted daily. There is an extra charge in each of those venues. Now, the Blue Dining Restaurant is a fresh, modern, Mediterranean-style menu in a stunning blue and white setting. Aqua Class and Suite Guest have priority for all tables and may dine in blue free of charge. Now, Big Fatty and Miss Kitty will be in the Aqua Spa class, so we'll be able to dine in blue, and that's B-L-U, y'all. Other guests are welcome to dine in blue on a space-available basis, and they will be charged $5 extra for dining there. Room service is free, and it's available 24 hours. And they even have special dining things for singles. And they can also accommodate special diets. Now, y'all, I still haven't talked about the entertainment or the unique features above the solstice. But I'll tell you about those later on this week, because I know you're dying to hear about it. I just know you're dying to hear about it. Y'all, by the way, I have procured a copy of the new iLife 09, and there is a banjo band update in that. So Big Fatty had to download all of that before he could begin the podcast today. And so I'm using that in today's podcast. So we'll see how it works. There was already a suggested update for the Banjo Band 09. So anyway, y'all, I think that we need to get right on this. Now, y'all, today's sing-along on Memory Lane Music, I would not have thought would have been out there for Memory Lane Music, but y'all, I heard Nessa from the Retards in Tartan, or something like that, the Short Bus in Tartan, the Tartan Short Bus, I don't know what it is. She was talking about the how Big Fatty had been playing this all during the VD week, and she didn't know this song, and now she knows all the words to it. So, y'all, I'm thinking that maybe you know the words to this, too, because, y'all, I played it a lot just about 10 days ago. So, everybody get ready. Get those windpipes ready, because it's time to sing!
American style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American style, that's me and you. And on a star-spangled night, my love, come to me. You can rest your head on my shoulder, while by the dawn's early light, my love, defend your right to try. Love American style, that's me and you.
Now, y'all, I didn't say the singing had to be good because I was really off on that one. But that's okay. That's okay. Because it's all about having the fun of singing, y'all. It is Sing-Along Mystery Lane Music Week, and that's why we're here. And plus, you know, I've already told you how to enter the contest for the free colonoscopy. And so there's only one thing that can be better than a colonoscopy. That's right, voice letters.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello!
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, it's DQ Rick here. All sobered up and enjoying some kind of caramel crappuccino and trying to keep warm up here in the frozen tundra of the North Country. Just got done listening to your podcast, and I want to thank you. I didn't even remember drunk dialing your podcast Saturday night. But thanks for the reminder, and it should be a reminder to me never to get drunk again. Anyway, you said something about your box is empty. Well, I'm calling, so your box isn't so empty now. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work. Ciao.
Now, y'all, I told you that that DQ Rick was fucked up when he called, and y'all, that proves it right there, because he didn't remember calling. So, and I'm telling you, he had naps. He took little naps. It was like he had, was having some sort of seizures or something like that during that call that he made on the Valentine's Day night. Y'all, I used to know someone named Valentine. So, ha, 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 ha. All right, our next voice letter is from yet another podcaster. But y'all, remember, you don't have to be a podcaster to call the line. Big Fatty loves it when the lurkers call. I need to hear from a lurker. I'm telling it right now. I want a lurker to call. You don't even have to identify yourself with your real name. Just say, Big Fatty,
Everybody, this is Larry the Lurker, and I'm calling because you're going to give me a verbal spanking if I do not call.
So, anyway, all right, here's the next call.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Pitsana. I just wanted to say that when I was talking with the Dairy Fairy Friday or Valentine's night, post-Valentine's Day morning, whatever, he really was making a lot of sense. And, I mean, he may have had a couple more drinks in between the time I hung up with him and when he called you, but he was actually able to rationally discuss certain things, like relationships and, you know, how he, you know, what he's looking for in a man and why he refuses to settle, which I never blame anybody. One should not settle for than what they feel that they deserve. So, but obviously from listening to the show that I listened to today, he definitely sounded a lot more overserved than when I had spoken with him. But moving on to another question. I know how much you are into the hara. And in Philadelphia, there is a hara type of a club of sorts called the Bike Stop. Would you, in your experience, vast experience, suggest that a girl go into a hara club of sorts? And if so, what should one wear? Unfortunately, my chaps were from when I did not have hips, nor when I had an ass, which I have both now. so if you could, you know, if you have any advice or any suggestions, that would be wonderful. Otherwise, keep up the ruinedness that is your wonderful show. And I actually liked it when you had the sea hag on. Please don't hate me. I love you, Patty. Bye.
Princess Hana, you had me until that last comment. You tried to slide that one in on me. I heard you. You loved it when the sea hag was on. Well, I cannot believe that. Princess Hana, Big Fatty, you ask about women going into the hara bars and clubs and things like that. And Big Fatty has actually been to the Bike Stop in Philly. I was there with some friends, and in fact, the first time I walked in there, one of the bartenders took a liking to Big Fatty and took me on a very special tour of the establishment, and let's just say that there was some inappropriate touching that made Big Fatty feel very welcomed in the city of brotherly love, shall we? Or should that be brotherly love? And I don't recall, now it was like a Thursday night or something like that when I was in the Bike Stop, and I don't recall seeing any females in there, so I don't know what their clientele is, but I know that there is a horror group in Philadelphia called the Philadelphians. Now, I don't know if they have female members or not, but if you're interested in the hara and hara get-togethers and things like that, you might check out their website and see if they have a list of different events that... Oh, dear Gussie. See if they have a list of different events that they are hosting in the Philadelphia area. I'm not sure when the Philadelphians meet or where they meet. Probably meet at the Bike Stop, you know. But anyway, yeah, that's... And what does one wear? Well, you know, a strict dress code leather bar doesn't exist anymore, in my opinion. So you can get away with whatever. So anyway, but you're not going to want to go to a... Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's just men in there and you don't know anybody, I think you're probably going to not have a very good time. But, you know, who knows? Who am I to judge, y'all? Who am I to judge? Because, y'all, remember this.
And you know that takes 3 minutes extra because I got to cook them.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.